303-7699.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number one here on this absolutely magnificent Monday, October 28th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Man, my voice is almost gone already. And this is only the first hour on Monday. Been talking all weekend long. Basically, absolute, I guess, based on these numbers, 19 of you, 7 voted early, 12 voting on the 5th. Kind of interesting because the ones that voted early, Mike says, did it on Saturday with his wife and 2 daughters. So it was kind of a family affair. Tab, John, others voted early. Very interesting. Phone number ending in 0015. You texted me candidates. I'm not sure exactly what you're looking for. What county do you live in? And I will send you the information during the next break. Many of you voting on November 5th as opposed to early. Now, I understand a lot of people vote early because they're not sure they're going to be able to vote on Tuesday, November 5th. Why not just go and get it done? That kind of mentality. I understand. Absolutely. But one of the things that you need to understand, these numbers get reported by the local clerks electronically to the Secretary of State's office. Not who you voted for. They're not looking at the ballots as to who you voted for. They're simply reporting the numbers to the Secretary of State electronically tied into the qualified voter files. It's done automatically. You turn in your absentee ballot. You go in person and get a ballot and vote. The numbers get transported, shipped to the Secretary of State. That's how they're able to come up with these numbers as we speak. Over 1 million people supposedly took advantage of early voting on Saturday. Absentee ballots have been returned. Very, very simple. Very simple process. But those of you who are going to vote on the 5th, you texted me the number 5. I appreciate following it up. It will indicate long lines on Tuesday, November 5th, a week from this Tuesday, on Election Day. So just be prepared. If Saturday's first day of early voting was any indication, a week from Tuesday is going to be very busy. John and Julie down in Bay City, going as a family, all voting on Tuesday, November 5th. Jeff in Sheboygan. What a dang shame that we actually have to worry about when and how we vote. Election integrity shouldn't have to be questioned. But it is. Absolutely. I got another text message. Phyllis, downstate listener, voting on the 5th. My Air Force intelligence officer, Lieutenant Colonel, daughter, told me to vote on Election Day, not to vote early. That's basically Patrick Kobach's thinking. Absolutely understand. Mark, voting on the 5th. Chip, the 5th. The list goes on and on and on. So again, the majority of you voting on the 5th. Greatly appreciate the response. One person said, I had to vote absentee a couple of weeks ago. So we'll see. We'll see what the turnout ends up to be. Here is the main point. However you want to vote, again, hopefully you can do it on November 5th. But the information that we want to get out to people is critical. It's critical that people understand what's at stake. They understand the numbers. They know what's going on. Again, the process under which they find out what's happening, what's going on in the state of Michigan, in the country. Now, one of the things that we know for a fact, a lot of people already know, feel in their gut, basically, what's going on with the economy, what's going on with different things. We have played this video numerous times. We are sending it out all over the state, all over the place. So many times people need numbers. They need convincing. Why? Because they're still undecided. I can't believe that's the case, but that is, in fact, according to polling, 6 to 8% of the people in Michigan and other states still aren't sure who to believe, who they want to vote for. Very simple. Give them information, give them facts, give them numbers, get them something to think about. This information is easy. It's a text message. I'm going to play it. You can text me your questions on it. This is how it's to be done.
Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you can take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump, down 5.8%.
Now, I'm going to stop on that point because these numbers, folks, these numbers, you have to understand, have to do with inflation, have to deal with the absolute numbers of money, dollar amount of money taken from you, robbed from you, because of inflation. What is inflation? inflation is a tax without representation. What do I mean? Gas prices, food prices, electricity, all the things he talks about in this video cost you more money after your taxed earned income that you have to pay more for these items to live on. Food, clothing, electricity, gasoline in the tank, diesel if you drive a diesel engine. But the point of the matter is it is a tax without representation, meaning you did not vote for your congressman or your senator to impose these higher prices on you. But you know what? It is actually representative of your vote. You actually did vote for these higher prices when you voted for president back in November of 2020. Why? Because the policies at the federal level trickle down to every state government, every local government. When he starts talking about inflation, when he starts talking about the price of these goods, these items, rent, food, electricity, gasoline, the reaction to all of this policy via NASDAQ, the stock market, you cannot listen to these numbers, see these bar graphs that are in this video without thinking about how much more money you could have had in the bank right now had Donald Trump been president for these last 4 years versus Biden Harris. We've went over the numbers before. In the video, he talks about gasoline. Average over the 4 years of Trump versus the 4 years of Biden Harris, $1 a gallon difference. You purchase 20 gallons a week times 50 weeks. 2 weeks of the year, you're on vacation, you're out of the state, you're not buying gas, whatever. You're looking at $1,000 per year times the 4 years Biden Harris have been in power. It's $4,000 in the bank. In your bank account right now, you would have $4,000 if the energy policies under Donald Trump were in place versus Biden Harris. Same thing goes for food. That brings the number to $8,000 in the bank. Throw in electricity, higher rent, interest rates, it's even more than that. I'll play the entire video for you. The last segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for Better Schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the Gun Doctor Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I'm going to play the PEGS video in its full entirety, 2 minutes and 42 seconds for you right now.
Important to all of us. Do me a favor and take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you could take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump down 5.4% to $2.49 average, up 46.6% under Biden-Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average, up 132% under Biden-Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden-Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden-Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden-Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12th, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then, with a readjustment down by about a million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair or how they tweet or whatever, or their age. Or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO, who was the better person in charge. Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying till the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on.
real numbers that he just gave us. Now, this is, without a doubt, graphs in the video. You only heard the audio as he was describing the graphs, as he was giving the information. Well, numbers don't lie. Numbers are facts. You can't dispute these numbers. All you have to do is text me at 231-360-5140, PAGS, P-A-G-S. We've been doing this for weeks. Every single time I play the video, I get more and more people. Text me PAGS. Don't text me, can you send me the link for that video? Don't text me video. Don't text me anything. Text me PAGS. That goes into a folder in my phone where all I have to do is click on your text of PAGS and it will send you the video. If I send it to you, it comes with a caveat, a requirement, a condition. You need to send that video to everybody that's in your contact list in your phone. Ask them to share it. When I send it to you, it says that, PAGS video. Please share with everyone you know. Then all you have to do is forward it. Inflation, prices, products, things that we have to buy. You would have more money in your bank account right now had Donald Trump been president for the last 4 years. One thing you have to understand, it wasn't meant to be. Another 4 years of Mike Pence being vice president, being then the incumbent running for election this November, a week from tomorrow. That wasn't the plan. Pence was never meant to be president, according to God's plan. J.D. Vance, Donald Trump gets elected a week from tomorrow, becomes the 47th president with J.D. Vance as his vice president. 4 years of Trump, then J.D. Vance runs as the incumbent vice president for president in 2028. This is, without a doubt, something that people need to understand, and it's all based on real numbers. Government, can we really expect them to take inflation serious? This comes from John in Millersburg. Higher prices, higher sales tax. 7% on average. Sales tax from across the entire country. Michigan is 6. Other states are higher. On $100, the government gets $7. If prices are doubled, we're paying $200. Well, they get $14 instead of $7. That's a good question, John. Appreciate the input. Text me PAGS. I'll send you the video. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really want